This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The American Farm Bureau Federation responded to a request in December from Representative Daryl Issa of California, chairman of the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, seeking information on the negative economic impact of government regulations on farms and ranches. In a letter sent to ISA earlier this month, AFBF President Bob Stallman said the list of recent federal regulatory actions that have had or may have a negative impact on agriculture is long. Stallman provided an outline to ISA of the more important regulatory actions. Farm Bureau continues to keep watch on regulatory issues being discussed on Capitol Hill. These include legislative attempts to suspend the Environmental Protection Agency's regulations of greenhouse gases, oversight of the regulatory process used by EPA and other agencies, the REINS Act, or Regulations by the Executive in Need of Scrutiny Act, introduced by Representative Jeff Davis of Kentucky, and an effort by members of Congress to use the Congressional Review Act to increase accountability by the executive branch to Congress. At AFBF's annual meeting in Atlanta, delegates unanimously adopted a resolution calling for greater congressional oversight of EPA. AFBF is working with members of Congress and other organizations on these efforts. Last week, EPA extended the waiver for the general use of gasoline blended with up to 15% ethanol, or E15, to model years 2001 to 2006 cars and light trucks. EPA reached its decision after reviewing the results of tests of E15 on 2001 to 2006 engines conducted by the Department of Energy. EPA announced that it will not grant a waiver for the use of E15 in any motorcycles, heavy-duty vehicles, or non-road engines this year. The agency stated that there is no testing data to support such a waiver. AFBF policy supports increasing the ethanol blending standard to a level higher than 10%. Senator Saxby Chambliss of Georgia has announced he intends to give up his status as ranking member of the Senate Agriculture Committee to be the top Republican on the Senate Intelligence Committee. The change means Chambliss won't be involved in formulating the 2012 Farm Bill. Chambliss said he carried the ball last time, and it's probably time for someone with other ideas to lead that process in 2012. Due to lack of funding, Chambliss said the next Farm Bill will be difficult to write. The new food safety law passed by Congress last year means more data is being generated on the path that food takes from fields to supermarket shelves. And many curious shoppers are now turning to smartphones to learn more about produce they see in the grocery store. A provision of the food safety law requires that all players in the country's food supply chain be able to quickly trace from whom they received a food product and to whom they sent it. The information must be kept in digital form that consumers can access. Chris Manfredi, vice president of the Hawaii Farm Bureau Federation, wrote a column in the Maui News highlighting the conservation benefits of agriculture and stressing that the diversity of agriculture is its strength. He wrote, "Farmers, ranchers, and aquaculturalists are free to choose the methods and crops that best fit their vision, values, and the land, water, and markets available to them. Organic, biodynamic, aquaponic, natural, or conventional, large or small, traditional or technology-driven, farmers, ranchers, and nursery people share much in assuming the challenging task of feeding people and stewarding the land." He urged Hawaiians to buy local, demand local of your grocer, and dine in restaurants that do. He urged them to support Hawaii farmers and their products, and he wrote, "Keeping your dollars local represents an investment in our economy. Support the values that are important to you. Buy local." The inability of Congress and the administration to move three stalled free trade agreements is hurting U.S. economic growth, according to American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman before the House Ways and Means Committee. Combined, the Korea, Colombia, and Panama agreements would add an additional $3 billion to the U.S. economy through agricultural trade. Once fully implemented, the Korea Free Trade Agreement would trigger $1.8 billion annually in agriculture exports. Gains in exports through the Colombia Agreement are estimated at $815 million, while the Panama Agreement is estimated to increase U.S. agricultural exports to more than $195 million. The Agriculture Department estimates that every $1 billion in agricultural exports supports 9,000 U.S. jobs. Because the agreements have been stalled for years, a proliferation of trade deals negotiated by U.S. competitors doing business with the three countries have put U.S. agriculture at a disadvantage. For example, from 2000 to 2009, the Chilean wine market share in Korea rose from 2.4% to 21.5%, while the U.S. share fell from 17.1% to 10.8%. In Colombia, the U.S. overall agriculture peak market share was 46% in 2008, but dropped in 2010 to 21%, being taken over by Argentina. A recently completed Panama trade deal with Canada threatens to give Canadian exporters a significant competitive edge over the U.S. for products such as beef, pork, beans, and various processed foods, if the Canadian trade deal enters into effect before the U.S. agreement. AFBF is urging Congress and the administration to expedite considerations of the three free trade agreements. Illinois Farm Bureau is offering a new benefit for its members. The organization's approximately 426,000 members can now earn 10% discounts on business clothing and logo embroidery fees from Lands In Business Outfitters. Farm Bureau members can place orders using any major credit card, either by calling Lands In at 1-800-916-2255 or by going to IFB's online store at ces.landsin.com/ILFB. Members can order items with or without logos. Members should use logo code number 1084617W when requesting the Illinois Farm Bureau logo for embroidery. Any questions about the discount program or ordering should be routed through the Lands In service number at 1-800-916-2255. Illinois Farm Bureau members now have even more opportunities to save when purchasing from Case IH. That's because Illinois Farm Bureau and Case IH have expanded their rebate partnership program for 2011 to include the Case IH Scout Utility Vehicle. Members will be able to redeem a $300 rebate on the Scout in addition to the existing $500 rebates on 55 to 105 horsepower farm all utility tractors and 110 to 139 horsepower Maxim series tractors, and the $300 rebate on 31 to 60 horsepower Farmall A and compact tractors. Farm Bureau and Case IH have partnered since 2006 to offer discounts to members. Members can get a rebate form from their local county Farm Bureau office, or they can download it from the Illinois Farm Bureau website at www.ilfb.org/member/CaseIH. American Farm Bureau Incorporated and Hughes Network Systems LLC have signed an agreement to offer HughesNet high-speed internet service at a special rate to Farm Bureau members. The service will provide Farm Bureau members in rural areas a workable solution to upgrade from slow dial-up internet access. Farm Bureau members in participating states will be eligible to receive a 10% discount on the cost of a HughesNet monthly service plan. So far, 16 state Farm Bureaus, including Illinois, plan to offer this new service to their members. Farm Bureau members in rural areas frequently do not have access to high-speed internet access. This new service provides a high-speed access option for Farm Bureau members who live and work in areas where high-speed DSL or cable internet access are not available. In addition to the discount for Farm Bureau members, Hughes has another service program for rural residents as part of a federal program to provide internet access in underserved areas. For more information, contact the Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.